interesting. The Bala of the Oroch really brings down the whole Nusach Svard. The 30 Demiyushev, the 30 Bar Silence, the 30 Bar Chazaros Hashatz, and 10 afterwards. The whole thing is in the Oroch. But in our blowing, that we blow during the Chazaros Hashatz, so our practice is that we blow each time one line of Tashrat, one line Tashat, and one line Tarat. Sach HaKol, so in Meshach, the whole Chazaros Hashatz, we have 30 Koilas. So with the 30 Koilas, we Yaitzei all the combinations. But in the Kadmoinim did not conduct themselves in this fashion. What's reported by the Goinim, and they say, I think Rav Hai writes it, and he says this is the minhag of Shteya Yeshivas, both of the Yeshivas in Babel, was they blew one line of Tashrat by Malchias, one line of Tashat by Zechronas, and one line of Tarat by Shofras, and that was the whole Tkiyas Shofar for Chazaros Hashatz. Rabbeinu Tam was not the chosid of this particular approach. So Rabbeinu Tam instituted that they should do one line of Tashrat by each. One line of Tashrat by Malchias, one line of Tashrat by Zechronas, and one line of Tashrat by Shofras. So I didn't yet track down. I mean, we see everybody from the Oroch is reporting our practice. Those that we had 30 Koilas by the Chazaros Hashatz. So that's what we do. So what is the basis of all of these views? And from this I came to an understanding of something very mysterious halacha. It's in fact brought on the Shulchan Aruch on one day, and it's extremely mysterious, as we'll see. And the Mashah struggles with it, and Agos Oshri struggles with it, and the Beis Yosef is the Kasha, and he says a mysterious teretz to it. But hopefully we'll, at the end of the day, we'll understand the Beis Yosef and what he wants. So I want to start off with the fact there's a Gemara of Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph in Rosh Hashanah. And this is the starting point. Iskin Rav Avuhu b'Kesari. Rav Avuhu instituted in Kesari Tkiya Shloisha Shvarim Teruah Tkiya. So he started this idea of blowing with the Tashrats. If it's Tkiya true Tkiya, if that's what he's supposed to do. V'Iganuch HaGonach Le'avet Tkiya. And Shloish Shvarim with Tkiya. V'Sapka Le'edid No Iganuch HaGonach Yilula Yolo. So, El Rabavu my Iskir, Iganuch He had the possibility that maybe it's both. Gemara says that's not the way it goes. The Seder of the Koilas is the longer ones. When a person's sighing and bemoaning his fate, his luck, so first come the longer ones and then come the shorter cries. So Rabbi Avu instituted the practice that we have. That we have the Tashrats, the Tashats, and the Tarats. This comes from Iskin Rav Avuhu, the Kesar. So the Shaila is what did Rav Avuhu want, and how did this come to be? So many of the Rishonim are of the view, of Haigon and others, that we can't say they didn't know how to blow Shofar. Mitzvah, that's a rare mitzvah that comes up rarely, so we can say we don't have a Messiah, we're not Tchelis. You know, thousands of years we didn't have Tchelis, and now that we're trying and we think we found what Tchelis, how to do it, it's on one string, it's on two strings, it's on whatever, it's you know, all types of dais. There's different dais for showing them, how many strands they have to be. Is it one strand, is it four strands, whatever, all types of dais for showing. Okay, so we understand that it's a mitzvah that we have. Klal Yisrael hasn't done in whatever 1500 years, 1800 years. So listen, there's nobody around that could say, "Yeah, I remember what they did." You know, like the old joke in the old time. He asked how old he is. He says nobody was by his bris. You know, knows how old he was. You know, but a mitzvah that you do every single year. What's the shiloh? You just go to shul and ask somebody what they do last year, what they do the year before. There's no break. So, what was Rav Avuhu coming to do? So, Rav Haigon has a very, very interesting approach, and many, many Rishonim take his approach. Rav Haigon says that the reality is that the Yotzei, whether you blew Tashat, whether you blew Tarat, you Yotzei with both of them. It did not make a difference. It's a trua. Anything that's a crying, broken sound, that's a trua. And you Yotzei the din. But Rav Avuhu became concerned on two counts. Number one, the Amaratzim thought that there was a difference, you know, that this is just two shittas here. So it started to become a thing, you know, you're the Tashat people, the Tarat people, you know, like we Jews know how to do. So they didn't want this to get out of hand. And secondly, he said, it's no way to run a religion. How do you have a religion? You go on the High Holy Days, and every shul is doing a different thing. You know, they're blowing tarats the whole day, they're blowing tashats the whole day. It's not normal. And then so he wanted uniformity of practice. And he was concerned that if there's some that blow tashat and some that blow tarat, maybe there's some that blow tashrat too. Could be, even though it doesn't seem he necessarily saw it. But since they're both possibilities, maybe there are those that hold it's a combination. So Iskin Rav Avuhu, for these reasons, that we should have a uniform practice. But Me'ikra the dinner, Me'daraisa Yayitzei, without all of that. Without all of that. Now, according to that, it comes out it's really pretty hard not to be Yayitzei the Tkiyas on Rosh Hashanah. No matter how hard you try, no matter how bad the Valtakeya could be, it's pretty hard not to be Yayitzei. All you have to hear is three lines, and it really doesn't make a difference which three lines you heard. You could have heard a line of Tashrat, a line of Tashat, and a line of Tarat. And you yaitze, because they're all Shayfa Deraisa. So, it's pretty hard not to be yaitze at its mitzvah. When all the dust settles, but all that we blow, very, very hard not to be yaitze at its mitzvah. So this is the approach that he takes, and he says, therefore, when it came to Shmona Esrei, to the Chazor Sashatz, so they wanted to point out really that it's not Le'ikuvah. So Mamela, that's why we did Tashrat, Tashat, and Tarat. One each time, not more than that. So we underscored really the real deal, that the Yaitzim would open up. That's the approach that Rav Haigon takes. And there are many, the Ran, the many that endorse it, many, many Rishonim adopt this approach. And the Gemara calls it, seems to suggest that it's a suffix, maybe Arni says that's not a real suffix, Mesapkale. Doesn't mean a suffix in din. He wasn't sure of all the practices that people had and how people thought there was an issue, but it doesn't mean that there's a real suffix in din. This is the approach of Rav Haigon and many Rishonim. There's a second approach. The Rambam's approach. The Rambam clearly holds from this approach. The Rambam says that in the disruptions of the Golus were so severe that we lost track of how to blow shofar. Now, which is the right one at the Rambam's view? And Mamela Iskin of Avu B'Kesari was he realized there's a real Sufik derisa. He saw there's different ways Klal Yisrael is blowing, and he realized we don't have. So what was each Kehillah supposed to do? Each Kehillah was supposed to follow its Rav. And that's all they had to do. So if this Rav held like we do today, we have different practices in Klal Yisrael. So each one follows their own Messiah, and that's it. And we go to the mitzvah, and the Rav Yisrael will be happy with that. But Rav Avuhu wanted that to make sure that we yaitzeh the choladeus, there's no conceivable possibility that you weren't being yaitzeh. And Mamela Iskin Rav Avuhu, that everybody should do everything. So therefore, irrespective of what the real truth is, everybody gets everything, and Mamela, everyone's yaitzeh. So according to the Rambam, it comes out that it's a real suffix derisa. And Isker Nabavuhu was, in fact, to repair this Sofik Duraisa. Now, if you take that approach, so it's easy to understand where we wound up, our particular practice. We're concerned with the Rambam's view, so we do. The main Kiya Shefer is really the Kiya Shefer of the Chazoras HaShatz. That's the main one that they wanted. So we're Meila. So by each one of them, we do a line, whatever it is. A Tashrat, and a Tarat. So at the end of the day, when Shemoneh Esrei is over, we have the requisite nine Kailas, whatever it is. Whether it's Tashrat, whether it's Tashat, whether it's Tarat. So we were Yaitze L'chol HaDeis. But in the Rambam's world, that's not what took place. In the Rambam's world, they did not blow that way. They blew like the Goyim. So what was the reason for that? What's the sense of that? That they didn't. That they drew just one line. They blew one Tashrat, one Tashat, and one Tarat, and that's it. And according to the Rambam, it's a real Sofik Duraisa. So there are different approaches. One approach that they take is a very down-to-earth approach, which is that the Gemara stated on Daf, was it Tezayin Amar Aleph, the Gemara said that Loma Toikin Kishayin Yoishtvin and Loma Toikin Shem Kishayin Aimdom. So what comes about, as we know, is we don't only have the Kiyas of the Chazoras HaShatz. We also have Kiyas right after we finished the Leinig. And those we called the Tkiyas de Miyushuv in our parlance, because since they're not associated with Shmoneh Esrei, one's allowed to sit. Whereas with the ones with Chazoras HaShatz are called Tkiyas de Me'ubit. At least the Shliach Tzibur has to stand. And I said, this is maybe a smach, in fact, for the Shita of Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal. Rabbi Yoshev held that Be'ikru the dinner. You have to stand by Chazoras HaShatz. And in his shul, they did the opposite of all of us. We sit, but the Chazan does all the parts of the brochas. And when do we stand? When we open the Aron Kodesh for the piyutim. And his shul, they did exactly the other way around. They stood by the Chazoras HaShatz parts, and by the piyutim is when they sat down. Because that he held it up, b'chuyuv to stand for, because that's not, you know, the real Chazoras HaShatz. And I did the... So I wanted to find out last year when I was in Eretz Yisrael, what is the reason for this? Did he hold like the Briska? That the Briska hold that the Chazoras HaShatz is Tfilas HaTzibur, which is the Loshon HaRambam, and therefore it's a real Shmoneh Esrei, you have to be, and you're supposed to be Yaitze with it? Or did he have a different Shita? So I found out, Rav Efrati told me, no, he didn't hold like the Briskas, that he didn't hold like. But he held that Me'ikar Adin, you have to stand by Chazoras HaShatz. That's what he held that the Takana was, that you have to stand. And Ramela, even Atzayf Yomov, the last year of his life, he was already, the last Yom Kippur of his life, he was 101 years old. He didn't sit down during Chazoras HaShatz. So there was a man, I think in his 90s something, there was an old man in the Kehila, and he was very hard for him to stand. So Rabbi Yoshev went to him and he told him to sit down. So he says, but the Rav stands. He says, what I do is not okay to you. But so someone told me, he says, but nobody would dare to sit there. If he was 101 years old and he was standing, who else in the shul could say, I don't have kayach to stand, you know?
But, just for Rosh Hashanah?
No, a whole year.
Whole year?
Yeah, he held a whole year. You have to stand for Chazoras HaShatz. So this din of Kiyas to Yushev, Kiyas to Me'umot, because the Balamor even asks that it's pastish to call it the Me'umot, we're allowed to sit. The Chazan has to stand. What does that have to do with us? But according to Rabbi Yoshev, this would be a smach for his shita, that Lamai said that the reason that we call it Kiyas to Me'umot is because you have to stand. According to him, it fits very well. Al Kalponim, we have 60 Tkiyas before we get, you know, to the after Shmoneh Esrei part. After the Chazoras HaShatz part. Now, with the Raisa, we were clearly Yaitzi with the first ones. There's no issue. Because we already had 30 Koilas. So we have whatever the nine could be, whatever the three, we need three lines of Tkiya, true or Tkiya. So we just don't know what true is. So we, whatever it is, we did it with the first 30 Koilas. If you go home, you Yaitzi the mitzvah for the Raisa. So Mamela, so once we were Yaitir Mitzvah Daraisa, so he says they didn't want to be no Triach the Tzibur too much. So, you know, they just did whatever they did. That's the type of approach that some take. It's, you know, it's Tircha the Tzibur, they didn't want to be Matriach the Tzibur too much. Some want to be Miyashiv in that manner. And therefore, they didn't, you know, institute all the tkiyas. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam started another practice that we don't, you know, Rabbeinu Tam's practice. So we have the one that we do all. And so far we talked about Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat, one by each one. And the Rabbeinu Tam had a different practice. The Rabbeinu Tam instituted a practice of doing Tashrat by all of them. Why, he said? Because he held that the Inyan, why don't we just do Tashrat? Right? So we have everything. What are we missing in Tashrat? We have a Shvorim, we have a Trua, we have two Tkiyas, and that's it. And finish, blow it three times and go home. What's the problem? So, because we're concerned that you're not supposed to make a Hefsek in between the Trua and the Tkiyah. So now, if I blow by Tashat, so I have for the first Kiyah, then I go right to the Shvorim. But if I'm supposed to blow Tarat, so in between the Kiyah and the Trua, I have a Shvorim that doesn't belong there. So that's a Hefsek. Now on the other hand, if I'm supposed to blow Tashat, so the first one is fine. I went from the Kiyah to the Shvorim. But now that I have to go to the second Kiyah, I have a Trua plunked down in the middle. So the Gemara says this is an issue. That's why Riskin Navavudah, we did all the types, that there shouldn't be a Hefsek. So Rabbeinu Tam said the Hefsek Inyan is Pslav B'davka, it's a Drabonon, whatever, but it's a Siddish Ma'akav. At least B'diyevet, it's not Ma'akav. Or certainly after he did the first 30 Koilas, it's certainly not Ma'akav. And Mameila, he said, it's preferable. He said, I would rather do Tashrats by all of them, because that way, no matter what the Tkiyah is, whatever it's supposed to be, you have all the versions. So why not have all the versions, he said. Elamai, instead of having one version, so we'll have all the versions. We'll have all the versions, and Mameila, that's it. There'll be a Shtikala Hepsik, so what? So it'll be a Hepsik. But since Rav Avuhu wanted, Iskra Rav Avuhu, that we should, you know, take into account all the possibilities, so he said Tashrat takes care of all the possibilities the best. So we have we have Shvorim, we have Tru, we have Tkiyas, Elmashtikala Hefsik, and I decided Bechazor HaShatz not to make a big deal about it. So we were Yetzir Mitzvah Deraisa Eliyah. Now, it's a very mysterious thing, but let me just try a little bit to explain. This is the major problem by the Tkiyah Shofar. And Baruch Hashem, the Eibush is on his bench of Eiter, I came in as a master. He's a master. The problem is that you have to make sure that the length of the different sounds fits into the whole scheme of things. So you have to have a Tkiyah that's long enough to be as long as the Trua, whatever Trua happens to be, whether Trua happens to be Trua, whether it happens to be Shvorim, which they say is a little bit longer than Trua, whether it happens to be Shvorim Trua, so you need a Tkiyah which is as long as that. That's number one. The second problem, on the other hand, is that you don't want to have any Shvorim that could be as long as a Tkiyah. Those are the major things that I have to watch out for. There's other things too, but these are the major things that I constantly, and that's why I need to get my watch. I have to look at it. I just remember I have to go fish it out now. It's sitting a whole year, I haven't looked at it. You know, one was digital. Seconds. So this is the major problem. So now, the chayra, it should come out the following. What should come out is that what is a Tkiyah? So the Gemara indicates a Tkiyah, most Rishonim hold, The Raya Rebbe has a different sheet that has a fixed idea of what a tekiah is. But most Rishonim hold, the Gemara says that tekiah is the equivalent of a truah. So, whatever the truah is, that's what the tekiah is. So the chayrut comes out now the following. So, Taisa says that Taisa Shita is also, there's a shayla how long the truah is. Is it two or three kailas or nine kailas? It's a shayla and rishayim, how to read the Gemara. So we are generally machmer the chatchila to do nine. I think the Chofetz Chaim writes that in the latter kailas, certainly in the last one, I think even if he did three, I believe you don't have to go back. Not that it ever happens, but it's hypothetical. So what comes out is the following. If you hold that it's, let's say that it's three, let's take that'll make life simpler. So true is three. So now a shvarim is longer than that. So let's say a shvarim is at least the shvarim itself is at least two, each one. So now why should I be concerned when I two kailas? It's larger than a truah. A truah is made up of little, tiny, itsy-bitsy koilas. So a shwarm is going to... A shwarm is at least. It has to be at least that much. Maybe three times as long, but at least twice as long. At least. Now, so when I blow, for example, so we say like this, the tekiah by the shwarms has to be the equivalent of the older shwarms. So Mamela, that's going to be longer than the tekiah by the truas. So the chayr, what should come out is the following. That when I'm blowing tashrat, so I have a lot of room to make a shever pretty long, because the tekiah is a mile long. So as long as I don't get as long as that tekiah of tashrat, when I'm blowing tashrat, so it's fine. When I'm blowing tashat, I should have to be concerned that no sheva should be as long as the tekiah of that set. And when I'm blowing the truah, which is the shortest one, I should be concerned that nothing, obviously, you're not going to make a truah as long as the tekiah. But why should I be concerned? That's what should come out. That should be your limitation throughout. As long as the count sound that you're making is particularly relevant to the shvarm, not to the truah, because if you make a truah, it's longer to become a shvarm and not a truah. But the length of the shever should be indicated by the set that I'm blowing. Well, if I'm blowing tashrat, so then I should be able to blow a much longer shever, as long as it's not long as the tekiah of tashrat. By tashat, I should be able to blow a shever, which is as long as it's not as long as the tekiah of tashat. Now, I should not be disturbed, l'chayr, by the fact that the tekiah of tarat, according to the shita, is shorter, because who cares? When I'm blowing tashat, I'm not concerned about tarat. So why should I be concerned when I'm blowing tashat? Well, if I would be blowing tarat, this would be a tekiah. But the whole reason I'm blowing tashat is l'chara, because maybe tarat's wrong. So who cares? So this is a problem that's very, very elusive. It's an elusive problem. So Tosis starts off. Let me go through to the beginning of Tosis to you. So Tosis says that Perish Bukun Sholosh Koilas Ba'alma. Rashi is of those Shitas that hold that a true is made of three Koilas. That's it. You don't need nine. Well, the Kamon Amrina, the Iskrin of Avul Bekesari. It's interesting, the Rishonim didn't have Tashrat, they had Kashrak, Karak, and Kashak. They used Kuf for the Tekiah, they had no overlap. So, they used Kuf for the Tekiah, Shin for the Shvarim, Reish for the Truah. That's what they used. Mishum the Besupik with Truah, the Kroi, Truah Mamish, Mashon Okorim Truah, to Yelula Yalil, or Shvarim the Gunuch Hagonach Moning, or Shvarim Truah Shneim, Tzorach. The true, the duma genuch ganach v'yilul yolo. Now he says, but zorach li zorah b'shorom shlo yimarach al kolechad b'fnei atzmo kugimu yivomus. So shlo yishikolus. Be careful that you don't ever make a shever as long as the three kailus. kolshu, meaning as long as the tkiya of tarat. Never make a sheva that long. DMK nasa tkiya below shrom. Then it'll be classified as tkiya, not a shrom. Why do I say this? The sheer tkiya ketrua. The sheer tkiya is the size of the trua. The sheer trua gimu yuvavus. So therefore, you're going to mess up because this is considered already a tkiya. It says, V'nira shechayev odim laharach b'tkiya shel b'adbikol tashrat yoysim mishol kashak. That is the longest tkiyas. V'shol kashak yoysim mishol karak, because that's longer. That according certainly in Rashi Shita. Do shir tkiya kitrua. The share of the shir tkiya has to be the whatever the share of the true is. V'kashrak ono yoysim mishom sveika, because that's, so we said the whole thing is considered a true. So therefore, the nimta shetzorach laharach b'tkiya shol kashrak shir shloisha shorom l'gimu yivom, it's the whole shorom true, has to be the tkiya. This is what Tosis' assumption is. So Tosis gives, I think, a practical suggestion at the end when Tosis says, a little mairach, b'cholat kiyas ketiyas of tashrat, is ein lochush. You don't have to be afraid. The yochol laharach kamo sheyirtzah. So if you want to make life easy for yourself, just do everything as long as the kiyas, as long as tashrat. And that's it. You don't have to worry about it. Therefore, all the kiyas will be fine. None of them will be too short. We happen to be, we adjust. And the Tashrat ones, we make longer tkiyas than we do for sure the Tashrat and Tarat. Now, so what comes out, so Tosfos seems to suggest that never make anything as the length of Gimel Yevavos, which is the length of a Truah. Don't make any Shever the length of Gimel Yevavos. Why? Because that's the length of a tkiyah by Tarat. It's not. So the Mashah, among many, wants to know the following. So why are we concerned? Here, let me read the Mashah. Because Loshen is good.
Did I get this right? The Shvarim and the Trua. The Shvarim has to be twice as long as the Trua.
It's at least, yeah, maybe three times as long. It's between twice and three times as long. We don't want it to be more than about three times as long, because it to get involved the issue.
And where do those numbers come from?
A shorim has to be longer than the true. Simple.
Shvarim has to be longer than.
By definition. So, Rad, you know, if you assume that the Shorim is the truest three simple kailas,
right?
So the Sheva has to be at least six, minimum six, maybe more.
Well, all these lengths are relevant, but what does it break down to?
It's a very, very tiny. A trua is the least of the kailas that you could blow. And the truth is, part of the issue was very interesting. Rabbi Kaven blow is so fast,
true, it's very fast
that you can't hear most of them. I mean, in other words, you can't count them. He probably blows on a normal trua close to 18.
Close to what?
18. But if you count, they're so rapid fire, you won't get anywhere near there. But he tells you he blows about 18 on a typical trua. What? That's just the way it comes out. You know? When you pull the trigger on an M16, you don't ask how many bullets come out. It's, you know, you pull the trigger. You know.
It could be less. It only has to be nine.
It has to be nine. But he's way more than nine. Now, so the Marshal wants to know the following. Now, the caution of the Devarim says, I don't get Tosfos, the Marshal says. How come when you blow a shorim that it can't be, according to this shita, that a true was just three little sounds, so why can't you blow a shever that long? Shvarim is, of course, we're assuming that it means moaning and not crying. It's three moans. That by definition is longer than the truah. That's the whole point of the shvarim, that it's a longer sound than the truah sound. Kamosha Kosso Tosfos Gufu L'Kamon, the Tzorach L'Harav B'Kiyas Kashak Gimel Shvarim. Tosfos says that the tkiyah has to be the length of three shvarms. That's the length of the truah, the length of three shvarms. So how could one shever suddenly become a tkiyah? So he wants to say that Tosis maybe at a certain point changed his mind with a certain step that Tosis took, and Tosis didn't remain. But you find the same thing in the Rosh, and he quotes the fact that the Hagos Oshri is stuck with the same problem. So along came the Beis Yosef and Siman Tov Kuf Tzadik, and the Beis Yosef says something which is mysterious, which is the following. The Beis Yosef says that since it has a din tekiah and the set of Tarat, so what's considered a tekiah, even though I'm blowing Tashat now. That's all the Beis Yosef says. One line and he signs off. No big explanations. So the Shaila is, what the answer, what type of answer is that? So I had had a thought before I came to the Beis Yosef, and I realized maybe that's the Pshat in the Beis Yosef too. Tosfos clearly states the fact here. Let me go to that in the latter part of Tosfos. So I mentioned Yehuda was a machlekes, and what Iskin Rav Avuhu was. What was his takon? So Tosfos learns. Iskin Rav Avuhu, we could learn, if we learn like the depends, if we learn like the Rambam learned, meaning that it's a real suffix, and since it's a real suffix, we have to blow all the koilas. So then the chayra, the Beis Yosef's answer would not add up, because it means each type of blowing is mutually exclusive to any other one. Why do I blow Tashrat? Because I'm saying maybe this is the real deal and all the other ones are wrong. Why do I blow Tashat? Because maybe this is the real deal and all the other ones are wrong. And I blow Tarat for that reason. So they're all mutually exclusive. If they're mutually exclusive, when I blow Tashat, so what do I have to care if, what do I have to care about what Tarat would be? From the standpoint of Tashat, Tarat doesn't exist, and Tashrat doesn't exist. So who cares that it would be considered a Kiyah and Tarat? But Tashat is mutually exclusive to every other possibility. So who cares what it would be if the din would be Tarat? The whole reason I'm blowing this is because what's the din if it's not Tarat, if it's Tashat? But if we take the approach of Rav Haigon, if we take the approach of Rav Haigon, so then we're saying that the three are not mutually exclusive, that I'm yotze with all of them. Now, the chayra, according to Rav Haigon, what comes out is the following. So Tarat is something real. Even when I'm blowing Tashat, Tarat exists. Because there are three ways to be yotze with the derisa. I could be yotze with Tashrat, I could be yotze with Tashat, I could be yotze with Tarat. Now, I could have even done all three. I could have done one line of each and be Yaitzi, according to this. I'll blow one Tashrat, one Tashar, and one Tarat, and I'll be Yaitzi. No problem. Yaitzi. So, because each one really exists. So, according, if we take that standpoint, and then we can lechur lerm shot, that's what the Beis Yosef means, that's what the Beis Yosef means, that it's considered a kiyah by Tarat. Since, if we're learning, like Rav Haigon, that I'm really yotze with all of them, So that means that even when I'm blowing tashar, I can't close my eyes to the fact that Tarat exists. It's a viable means of being gay to the derisa. So now within that possibility, this lens, this the Torah casts as a tekiah. So since the Torah considers that a tekiah, so maybe I'm not allowed to blow that as a shever any place, because the derisa has the status of being a tekiah. So in other words, even though it could be that in each set I have to lengthen the tekiah, but nevertheless, this has a standing of a tekiah, has the status of a tekiah. Because I acknowledge that Tarat exists. So Mamela, that's maybe what the Beis Yosef means, that since by Tarat it would be considered a tekiah, so even though I'm now blowing Tashat, but I shouldn't make one sound of the Tashat, one sliver of the Shvarim, shouldn't be as long as the tekiah of Tarat. Why? Because I acknowledge the fact that with the Raisa that's considered a tekiah. That I'm not arguing with. It's a
tekiah. What does that mean? Tashrat is considered a tekiah?
The length. In other words, when I blow the length, the shortest tekiah is for Tarat, for Trua. Because we said like this, the shita of this shita on Tosfos holds that a Trua has three sounds. So the tekiah has to be the equivalent of three sounds. The shvarim is at least six sounds. So the tekiah has to be that long. By shvarim trua is at least nine sounds, maybe 12 sounds, but at least nine. At least. Not less than that. Now, if I hold that I'm yotze with all the methods, so that means the tekiah that I blow by tarat, it has a status, it's a very short tekiah, but it has the status of a tekiah in the Torah. So now when I'm blowing tashat, and I make one shever as long as that tekiah, I could argue that that's considered a tekiah. Because the Torah, listen, you acknowledge that tarat is a viable means of being yotze the mitzvah. And within that system, it's a tekiah. So why is it not a tekiah now?
The Torah just meant a crying sound.
It's a crying sound. It's a broken crying sound. Yaitse. That's it.
So if you mix it up and you do...
You could pull one tashrat, one tashara, one tarat, and you'd also be yaitse. So from that standpoint, you could argue what the Beis Yosef says. Good. There are those within that, the Ramo disagrees. And the Ramo says, even within that, you still count according to each set. Fine, but there's at least it's a reasonable debate. Whereas if you follow the Rambam Shita, and when you hold Tashat, it's mutually exclusive to Tarat, so who cares what Tarat is? It doesn't exist in the world of Tashat. That's a thought that I had today. That is a thought that I had today on this subject. So this is one of the things, you know, what we try to do is we try, in fact, when we blow, we try to make sure the chatchila that no shever is ever long as the tekiah of tarat. So we don't allow anything to reach ever that it should reach the chatchila 2 seconds. Keep it under 2 seconds. They're less than 2 seconds, medafka.
They're very short.
Yeah. They're less than, they're very carefully timed. They're somewhere between 2/3 of a second to less than 2 seconds, somewhere in that range, usually just slightly more than a second.
You could blow like 25 trues, you're saying, and it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, but everyone agrees you're allowed to add.
You can add as much as you
want. As many as you want, yeah.
The shvarim is 2 seconds.
The shvarim is less than 2 seconds.
Less than 2 seconds.
Always less than 2 seconds.
Technically, though, those 18 kolos by somebody else could be 9, so long they're in that 2 second range. Right? You said Rabbi Kamin blows.
That's on the trua.
On the trua. On the trua, I don't care because it's minute sound. The problem is with the shvarim. The trua is never going to be as long as the tekiah. That's not going to happen.
I was saying that. let's say three shmarim together, they should be shorter than the two trues on both ends, or they should be equal, no?
The what?
Yeah, three shmarim, right, together, should it equal the tekiyah, one to the tekiyah, one tekiyah?
Should it, you could, one key has to be as long as the three shvarms together, yeah. But it doesn't have it doesn't, it could be longer than that too. Doesn't make a difference.
Is it better that the key is longer than the three shvarms, or doesn't
that? Long as it's as long as the, no, it doesn't have to be longer.
As long as it's equal.
As long as it's, not dependent on how he, it's dependent on what it has to be. So, Sacha Kol, the Cheshbon probably for a Shever is probably really, it has to be about 2/3 of a second. That's the real Cheshbon for it. You know, and we max out at a second, but Mitzad Din, it needs to be about 2/3 of a second.
And the Tekiah, how long?
So the Tekiah really, Mi'ikra Din, the Tekiah is enough that would be to have 2 seconds.
Tekiah is 2 seconds?
But what we do, I don't do that. For certain reasons, just in making life easy and calculating in the fractional seconds, not to get lost. So I use 4 seconds for Tashat and 4 seconds for Tarat.
Altogether?
4 seconds each Tekiah. But,
four for each Tekiah?
Yeah. And by the Tashrat, I use 6 seconds. Even though Me'ikra the Din, I only need 4.
And how long is the three shor going to be altogether?
Altogether, approximately 2 seconds.
All 2 seconds.
Max, yeah.
So your tekiyahs are longer than all the shvarim.
Yeah.
That's the way you want
it. I also, there are timing issues because I can get involved. I don't want to have to get involved with fractional seconds because I don't know. In other words, when the first second that I'm starting, I don't know what fraction of a second I have.
There's different shapes.
So, yeah, there are different sheetahs, but I don't want to get involved in fractional seconds, so I really sort of lose the first second that I yell.
Do we have to think about the Yavavas and the Lolas when all this is going on?
No, just think to hear the sound and be Yaitzi. That's what you have to do.
But that's what it's based on, right?
Yes, that's the basis. So this is... So this is some of the cheshbon that goes into how the tekiyah shofar has to be. As I said, the Ramah is more meikul, and the Ramah says that as long as within tashat it didn't hit the length of a tekiyah, so it doesn't make a difference if it would have been a tekiyah by tarat. The Ramah is meikul in that regard, and the mechaber is mach. So these are a little bit some of the considerations which go into the how the shofar is blown.
I don't understand. What's
the Ramah say? The Ramah says, not like Tosfos, the Ramah says that even though the tekiyah of Tarat is a shorter tekiyah, if I would blow one shofar and that shofar would be as long as the tekiyah of Tarat, it's not a problem. As long as it's not as long as the tekiyah of Tashat. That's within the sheet that it holds that it's 3 kilos. So these are a little bit, I wanted to give you a little bit of a window into what the considerations are. Now, really, in the last 40 koilas, I think the Chofetz Chaim says, really, you don't really have to be medaktik too much. I have to be medaktik for a different reason. Because, mitzad din, you were yotzi everything. The rest is pure minug. So you don't have to kvetch too much, the Chofetz Chaim writes, so the last 40 tekiyahs. The problem is a different problem. The problem is that people come in the middle. In other words, I don't, not everyone that comes for the last ones was here for the first ones. So I have to make sure that if you hear 30 kodesh, whatever you hear it, you're going to be yoytzi the mitzvah.
What about the breath in between the shvarim truah?
So what we do is, there's a shaylan rishonim. Nobody say shvarim truah. Is there supposed to be a breath in between or not? That's a shaylan. So functionally what we do to be yoytzi is we do by the first 30, we do the shema achas. And by the second 30, we do shtei neshimas. Now, there's a machloik is what neshima achas means. That's also an issue. The Beis Yosef says neshima achas means there's a slight pause in between, less than the length of a breath, but there's a slight pause in between the shorim and the truah. The Chazon Ish very strongly disagrees with it, and the Chazon Ish said there should be no pause by the Shema Achas in between the two. So what we do is by the last 40 tiers, what we do over here is the following. So we have 30 at the beginning, then we have 30 by Chazaras Hashatz. And what I do is I do the next set, I do 40. I do 4 lines of each. Because I could never figure out where, if I did only 30 then, where to put the last 10. Now why do we, and it doesn't make sense to put it later, because where do we blow the last kiss? We blow before Kaddish Tiskabel. Why? Because we say that the kiss is a chelik of the tefillah. So if the kiss is a chelik of the tefillah, why should there be 10 that come after Kaddish Tiskabel? These are all mitzad min again here. So why do I have another 10 that are plopping in, who knows, but a shir shayim or wherever they put it in? So I couldn't figure this out. So Mamela, what I did is I instituted to do 40 before Tiskabel. So we finish all the kiyas before Tiskabel. So in those kiyas have two chidushim in them. Number one, the Shron Truah is like the sheet of the Chazon Ish. That is no stop at all. It's a mighty kunz. I have no idea even how to do it. What? It's not hard to go straight. I don't know how to do it, Rabbi Kamen. Yeah, interesting. So Rabbi Kamen is very good at it. His mom is no pause.
He has two types of
shvar. No, then we do another thing. Then there's a shayla, which probably goes all the way back to the Rishonim, and that is shever have a different tone than a tkiya, or just a different length? So the Ritva says clearly, and he quotes his Rabbeim, that the sole difference between a shvarim and a tkiya is in its length. There's no musical difference between the two. But it appears to be that there are some, maybe the Ramban could be, I'm not sure yet, that hold is a difference in tone between the two. And that's the Briska sheet. That a Briska holds, the shvarims are different. So Mamela, in the last 30, that's the other chiddush of the last 30. The last 30 have Briska shvarims. So you get the Chazon Ish's Shvarim Trua, and you get Briska shvarims in the last 40. Yeah, so you are correct. So I don't want to do, it's not my messiah to do it that way. So I'm available, but some people, you know, like to hear those tears. So I instituted for the last 40, I made Briska shvarms too.
So that's why they have a different tone. I was thought maybe he was worn out or something by the end of the
No, no, he's not. Are you kidding? When we finish, then some lady comes and she needs another 30, blows it off, and then some guy is sick in his house and he goes and blows off another
30. It's Peshitta that the shvarim sound
is. Yes.
Kids are always laughing.
Yeah, it's Peshitta, yeah. That's the brisk Peshitta of how to do shvarim, yeah.
If someone's listening to a set of tekiyos and spaces out, but clearly the noise is heard. So
I don't know. You have to, I think, be paying attention. Just because your ears registered it, I don't think you yates if there's no consciousness of the.
That would be the same by Megillah reading all.
Yes.
Besides having in mind the yates and mitzvah, is there any other things you should think about?
No.
Okay.
In Yerushalayim, the Minhag Ashkenaz seems to be at the 40 after. Like maybe
in Kel Kingdom. It could be. I could hear that too. I just can't hear putting that we're going to blow before those 30 before Kaddish, because I understand that, because the pshat is the tears of Chiyah were finished. So already it's eight Tiskabel finished. The 40 is a minik, so good, that's after Tiskabel. That I don't have a problem, those that follow that approach. But where I went to yeshiva, I did 30 before Tiskabel, and 10 later. That I can't figure out, so I just don't do it. You know? Because either we're going to put all the tekiyos, if we're putting those 30 in, I don't know why the last 10 are yisayimim, that they don't belong before Tiskabel. You want to tell me a cheshbon, which I understand you're telling me in Yerushalayim, they do that the whole 40 after Tiskabel, that I understand very well. I have no problem with that, you know?
It confuses the Americans. You go, see, they're trying to figure out when am I going to get the last 40?
Yeah.
Is there any sheet that the shvarim should be longer than your thing?
I don't know. I don't believe so, but I can't tell you. I don't know.
Oh.
That you worry about after you yaitzer the mitzvah. And before you yaitzer the mitzvah. And before you yaitzer the mitzvah. You know, it's a little bit like my Shverzel Zangazin says. He says like this. He says, someone was the matzah baker, he says, for a chassidish rebbe, so you know he's a big tzaddik. If someone was the matzah baker for a litvish rov, you know he's a good baker. You know, when you yaitzer the mitzvah, just hear the kailas. All the Yerush Shemayim do before and after, you know. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael.